On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
All right, listen to me. Listen to me. Oh, I'm over here. My eyes are up here. Stop staring at my chest. All right, listen to me. The holidays are over. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, they're all over. Take your damn decorations down. Get those Christmas lights off your freaking house. It's annoying me. It's over. Let go. Please move on. I know you love the holidays and the holidays. They're gone. It's over. The eggnog carton is empty. There's nothing left. You got your stupid little gifts that you put in a closet because you don't want them. Underwear, socks, that kind of thing. You got them. It's done. It's done. Nothing else is wrapped for you. No, it's really finished. It's over. Let it go. Let it go. It'll be back soon in July when they start selling stuff for 6 months later again. But right now, it's done. Turn the Christmas lights off, please. How long do we have to be reminded of this holiday that is already gone? Did you have a nice holiday? That's nice. Now let's move on from this thing. Turn those lights off. I know they're pretty, but it's over. To a point, it looks pathetic. It really does. You look lazy. I know it's a lot of work to take those lights down. Take them down. They look stupid. I was driving around yesterday, it's hard to say. And some people for Christmas decorations, they have the blow-up Santas. They somehow get a big air pump or something, and they blow up these 8 to 10 foot to 15 foot Santa Clauses, and they put them on their lawn. Some people have the blow-up reindeer, you know. They look like sexual satisfaction tools, you know. I can't get a girl, but I can blow one up. And display it on your lawn, that's kind of odd. Stop blowing things up with air and putting them on your lawn. That's, how can I put it, tacky. But because Christmas is over, it was quite some time ago. All of these Santas have deflated. So it's kind of funny when you drive down the street and you look at somebody's lawn, you see a 10, 20-foot Santa Claus face down with the air knocked out of it. It looks like a dead Santa, and it could really frighten and upset the kids. What's that big red thing lying on the lawn with its arms stretched out, flattened like it's been run over by a steamroller? Oh my God, it's Santa! What are we going to do now? Kids shouldn't see a dead Santa on somebody's front lawn. How lazy are you not to remove the dead flattened Santa? The last breath of air has left its body. Now, I don't know if it was gashed by a bird or an animal or a neighbor, but your Santa's lying flat on its face on your lawn. Don't you think you should do a little cleanup? Like in a store, dead Santa in aisle 6, cleanup. Cleanup, dead Santa, aisle 6. Get Bobby with the mop. Remove the damn thing. It's not pleasant to anybody. Did I start the show yet? I don't think I did.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Doing? I see you over there. You can't hide behind the chair. I see you. Yeah, it's not hide and go seek. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. You know, it's odd. When we have a party or something, or a wedding, or birthday, you send out thank you cards. You know, thank you for attending my birthday. Or a wedding, certainly. Thank you for the crock pot. Thank you for your generous gift. You know, you have those things. But nobody sends thank you cards for Christmas gifts or holiday gifts. Thank you for the socks. Very nice of you. Have a wonderful year. Nobody does that. You don't get thank you cards for holiday gifts. I don't know. Maybe some people do. I don't. Thank you. I wish I would have invented greeting cards. It's so amazing. You're basically... They're buying cards that say thank you on them. It's just really so stupid. I don't understand why you can't take a pen and write thank you on a card yourself. You've got to buy one that already says it on it. Why? What? How much effort is it for you to get a blank card and write thank you on it? And then sign your name inside and send it. Why? Why are you spending $50 for a card that says thank you on the front? It doesn't make any sense. Greeting cards say things for us, and we just signed our name to them. And people say, oh, thank you for the lovely card. That was such a nice card you sent. What a lovely saying inside that you signed your name to. Yeah, I didn't say that. I just signed my name. I don't care. I just signed my name to it is all I did. I didn't come up with the beautiful words. When I was a child, and I was one, I just don't remember being one. If I got a gift, my mother didn't say, here, sign the card, sign this thank you card. No, no. She made me write a letter, a thank you note, to the person that sent me the gift. And I couldn't just say, thank you, love, Ron. Couldn't do that. I had to, in my head, come up with wonderful things. Like, thank you so much for the socks. I wear them every day. They're the nicest socks I've ever seen. Thank you so much for the socks. I hope everything is going well. Love, Ron. I had to actually express my feelings and go into great detail as to how much I enjoyed the gift. That's what my mother made me do. In my own words. No cards that were printed with words and I just signed it. What the hell happened to us? Greeting cards make us lazy. They've been around for a long time and they get away with it. When someone sends me a printed card with somebody else's saying on it and just their name signed, I look, I go, well, fuck you. I mean, like, you didn't have an opportunity to sit down. I got you this gift. I did this thing for you. And you just give me a card and you sign your name to it? What a cold-hearted bastard you are. Sit down, take 30 seconds, write some words yourself with your hand and your pen. Sign it and send that to me. It's the least you can do. No. No, you got to go to a store, spend $7. I know you spent $7 because it says it on the back of the card. As I've said many times on this show, greeting cards are the only thing where the price remains on it. You want to find out how much the card cost? It's printed on the back. And the only thing tackier is to take a magic marker or pen and scratch out the price on purpose. That's stupid too. Greeting cards, man. Whoa, you got it going. You got it going, man. I wish I could do that for a living. Just come up with a nice thing, have it printed on a card, and sell 2 billion of them. That would be nice. That would be nice. That would be fine. But did I choose to do that in life? No. Well, Ron, what did you choose to do? You're listening to it. Oh, my God. Seriously? Yeah, this is it. What did you do before that? Same thing. I've been in radio forever. Really? Professionally? Yeah. 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 What else did you do, Ron? Well, while I was doing that, I was also a wedding videographer. Really? What'd you do? I went to people's weddings that I didn't know, videotaped them, and they paid me a lot of money. Well, that doesn't sound so bad. It wasn't. That's my life in a nutshell. Thanks for listening. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea what happened, to be honest with you. Hey, it's better than sitting in front of a computer, millennials, and just putting data in it and then going home and having a sandwich. I'm telling you, it was better than that. You need a hobby. You really do. You really need to do something with your life rather than just input data into a computer. You're going to get carpal tunnel syndrome. I know that sounds horrible. It sounds like you were mentally damaged by some type in battle. I have carpal tunnel. What's that? I can't go through tunnels. Every time I get in a tunnel, I feel like the tunnel's going to flood or something. And, well, you have carpal tunnel. I know. It's really bad. A carpal tunnel is, I don't know what the hell it is. I think your wrist goes numb or something because you spend so much time typing on a keyboard. I'm probably mispronouncing it. I don't even care, to be honest with you. I don't even check before the show to make sure that what I'm talking about makes any sense. I don't even check it. I refuse to Google. I refuse. Ever since Google started auto-correcting me, I refuse to engage. Thank you very much. Autocorrect. You mean thank you, don't you? Yeah, that's right. You're smart. I'm stupid. Thank you. I mean, thank you. Autocorrect this. How dare you? How dare you autocorrect me? I've been automatically corrected by a machine. Some people call it an aid. I call it damn insulting. How dare you? All of you. We have a great guest today. It's an extended interview because my guest has a lot to say. So we're going to listen to the guest momentarily. I'm just telling you ahead of time. I don't know why. That's what you do on shows like this and on TV shows. They tease you, you know, they say, this is coming up next. Not now. Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to tease you a little bit. We're going to have some fun with you and just blow your mind. So that's a tease. You know, it's like when you're watching the news and they say, horrible, incredible snowstorm tomorrow is going to kill millions of people. We'll tell you about it when we come back from commercial. What? You just got me all crazy and now you're going to make me wait? Yeah. Yeah, I'm teasing. I'm just teasing you. It's called a tease. Don't like it. Don't like to be teased. Don't tease me. There's a snowstorm or a horrible storm coming. You tell me about it right now. Don't fool with me. Don't do that. Oh, you think you're talking to, but I'm not into that, man. I am not into that kind of manipulation. Don't do that to me. There are a lot of shows you could listen to. Don't fool me with this one.
Did you know that it is estimated that there are now 700,000 podcasts out there for you to listen to?
Wow.
700,000.
I know.
How the fuck did you end up here? It's the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Norbert Hauser joins us now. We've spoken to him before. Very interesting individual. We're talking about our water and our health. And we drink water all the time from various sources. We don't think twice about what we're drinking, do we?
Not really. Good morning, Ron. Not me, really.
Yeah.
People assume that the water they're drinking, be it from the city, be it from bottled water, they just assume that it's correct. But they've never been taught to understand what is good, healthy water. And the same counts, surprisingly, for the doctors. Basically, doctors and universities are never taught what is correct, what is healthy water.
Yeah, it's true. Is there a danger involved? Do our bodies get used to whatever we intake, or is there something that we should know?
Our bodies don't get used to bad stuff. Our bodies fight bad stuff, but they don't get used to it. For example, if somebody's alcoholic, the body is fighting, the liver is fighting the alcohol over years, but then after 20, 30 years of drinking, the liver gives up. So, I mean, if you look around, we have a fact that nowadays every third person in this world dies of cancer. Uh-huh. Where does that come from? We have an drastic increase in Parkinson, in Alzheimer's, dementia, drastic increases in prostate. We have so many increasing bad statistics, and they're not coming from nothing. There must be a cause or several causes to create these situations. So the body, back to your question, doesn't get used to bad stuff. The body tries to fight it, but one day the body gives up. And the problem is, with every person, it may show differently. So it's not only one reaction then in the body, it can be complete different reactions to the same source of problems, because we're all individuals and have all our individual characteristics. I'm a German entrepreneur, 69 years old.
Right.
I travel the world. I'm teaching seminars all over the planet.
Right.
I visited and traveled so far 34 countries, yes. And I'm specialized in a few themes which don't have enough public awareness. One of them is, for example, electromagnetic radiation,
yes.
The problems with using electric cars, but one is as well water. So in my workshops, I teach up to 30 different topics, which basically most of them are not taught as such in schools and universities.
Right. Now, we talked about cell phones before, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, all right. I remembered something, Norbert.
Yeah, that's good.
The older I get, the less I remember.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, but that fascinated me, because I recognize that there are unknown dangers in that area. When we're talking about water, this is different. This is something that's been around forever, and yet yet we're now starting to rethink this.
Yes. You see, when we discover new planets,
yes.
What is the first question people ask?
Is there water? Is there water planet? on the
Is there
planet?
Water?
Yeah.
The body, when you're born, you have 90% water. Your body is 90% water when you're born.
Yes.
In our age, it may be about 80%.
Yes.
That shows us already how important water is, but we don't get it. And then there's one, two other factors quickly to be pointed out. Sometimes people say, oh, I don't have a water problem. I have my own well. People, in many cases, wrongly assume that having your own well is equal healthy water. MIT made a research worldwide and came to the conclusion that every water which is not being pulled up from below 3,000 feet nowadays is contaminated.
Mm.
So if you have a own well with 50, 60 typical feet deep, you have to my suggestion, at least once a year test the water in a laboratory to make sure it is healthy, you know. Mm. And then people say, okay, fine, I'll drink bottled water. Well, that means nothing. To my definition, 95% of all bottled water is bad for your body.
Really?
And people are dehydrated. When I give my workshops, I test people whether they're hydrated. And 99% of all people I test are dehydrated because they have a wrong information, even from the doctors. The doctors say, oh yeah, drink every day a gallon liquid.
Yes.
This is a stupid sentence. It's a stupid nonsense sentence.
Really?
It's not the question of volume you're drinking of water or whatever every day. It's the question of the quality because the water has to penetrate your cells. Otherwise, you stay dehydrated.
I guess otherwise you're just flushing. Okay. All right, so maybe that's the case. It sounds like it is. And but yet, what do we do about that? Water has to be obtained from deeper in the earth, but that doesn't happen.
No. So in most of the cases, not. And the people who have that privilege, it's a minority. We can forget about that part.
Yeah.
You see, you have to understand that mankind, up to about 200 years ago, before the Industrial Revolution, before we started to screw up this planet, mankind has lived with healthy water over the last 50, 100, 200,000 years, whatever mankind is.
Yes.
And this pristine, original water in wells, in rivers, had a correct pH value of 7.2 to 7.5, which we should have. It was maximum clean by nature. It was rich in minerals, trace elements. It was what we called fine clustered, and this is the key. People don't understand that. The water was fine clustered, had a hexagonal structure. Now, what is a hexagonal structure? Comes from the Greek word, means six. When we were children, at least when I was, and we didn't have double glazed window panes, in winter, when it was snow, icy, rainy, we had at the window pane these beautiful crystals like flower. Can you recall that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Yes, and this is the hexagonal structure. And water has to have this hexagonal structure, otherwise the cells say no. I don't accept you. And people don't understand if they drink, let's say, a gallon of green tea every day.
Yes.
The cells are computers. The membranes say, no, we don't let you in our cells because you are not water. You are water with something. Or beer, water with something.
Yes.
Or tea, water with something. Or juice, water with something. You are not water. The body needs pristine water. So the water must be fine clustered, hexagonal structure. And must have what we call a high electrical negative charge in the electrons and free from bad information. And that is the pristine original water. So if you find today an original, real pristine water well, there are a few in this world. These components I just gave you, these topics, are all covered with healthy water. Now, in our society, the typical tap water in the United States has, among others, chlorine, chloramine, arsenic, fluoride, which is bad, heavy metals, leads, volatile organic compounds, gas, alcohol, acetone, industrial cleaners. That's all in our tap water. We don't see it, but it's there, and it screws up the body. And so why does every third person die of cancer? I think there are a few basic components in our modern society. One is the mental stability of a person.
Yes.
Two is the quality of water. And three is the quality of food. Water is more important than food. The most important thing on this planet is oxygen. The second most important thing is water. And then comes only food. But so people go spend money on food and even proud. I go to a whole food place, blah, 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 blah. And you can, and I say in my workshops, throw 50% of the food away you're eating. That's what you're doing, because if the water is not okay in your body, the cells can't do the job, and you keep being dehydrated, and it pays at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is because you list the three. Air, we figure we're breathing that all the time, that's fine. Water, we're drinking that all the time, that's fine. Food, we actually have to go out and we have to get it and obtain it and make it good and make it healthy and nutritious. But you're right. The first two, we just take for granted that, yeah, we got that, no problem. So we completely dismiss it. But air is extremely dirty and dangerous, and water apparently now, not so from what I've learned here. Even the expensive spring waters, Norbert, they're still not better. Is that right?
Well, it's a marketing stunt.
Well, sure.
What people say, spring water. It doesn't mean, people think spring water is equal quality.
Yes.
It's nonsense. Everybody can call his water spring water because originally the water came from a spring. But you know, when we drink the water now today,
mm-hmm.
it was a water I personally peed already 5 times.
Yes.
So after I peed it, flushed the toilet, it comes to the cleaning stations they send it back to us and so on and so forth.
Oh, no.
So spring water is a complete, complete illusion. And people are brainwashed, but besides, we are wasting every day millions of bottled plastic water in the dumpster, which is in itself a deadly sin, right? And people don't become, when they become old, don't have wrinkles because they're old. We think in age you have wrinkles. No, you have wrinkles because the level of water in your body has dropped, and that creates wrinkles, not the fact that you become old.
Yeah. So is there
not enough moisture?
Is there anything we can do about this? I guess there are filtered waters. Does that somewhat solve the problem by taking the impurities
out? Well,
you open up
another can of worms, which is, I'm teaching this as well in my workshop, and we don't have enough time in your show. I appreciate your show, but we don't have enough time to cover all the topics, but I can say generally, people can always write to me and send me emails and call me, whatever. Generally, 99% of all what they call water filtering systems in this world are bad for the human body, especially a system they call reverse osmosis system, one of the worst things we have. And the people have the illusion I paid money for a reverse osmosis system, so I have great healthy water. No, you don't. You even screw up your body more than drinking tap water.
Let me ask you quickly, because we don't have that much time. Is there a resolve to this? Or are we standing up and saying we've got to do something about it? Is there something we can put into our bodies right now that would be better than what we're doing?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, this is what I'm working on. The same when we talked about cell phone radiation and so on and so forth. We now discovered in a test in Switzerland and proved that every electric car harms the human body. So we proved that. And then we've tried to find a solution because the industry doesn't care. They care about profit.
Correct.
That's all they care about.
I get that.
So the solution is you must have a first-class water filtering system in your house.
Mm-hmm.
To put it point blank, this costs you in the right quality to handle fluoride, to handle chloramine, to handle all that without taking the minerals out. This costs you about $2,000 under sink system in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
By doing so, you save for all the next years to come, bottled water, which adds up quickly to the $2,000.
That's true.
So you must have a first-class water filtering system. You take the city water, and you filter it in the right way. And I found one company in Germany who does that and one company in America. I myself don't manufacture water, but I can direct people to the right people. So you must have a water filtering system. The second thing is what I created myself. I talked earlier about the hexagonal structure, so that the water becomes so fine clustered that it can penetrate the cells and you are immediately hydrated. And I have proof is on my website. I have proofs for that. So I created a small unit you attach to your water pipe in 2 minutes, and it guaranteed for 10 years to change the water in this clustered hexagonal structure. So these two components, mine is about $500, a real water filtering system is $2,000, and if you have a water filtering system for $100 to $300, these are jokes. Forget about it. It's nonsense. It doesn't work. So at the end of the day, the solution is you have to spend about $2,500, and then you create your own water at home, you're independent, and you stop buying bottled water, which is nonsense, a waste of money. That's the solution, and we have to do it ourselves because the government doesn't give us the water, and you may know or not know that the water rights in the world are sold to private companies.
Yes.
For example, the big company Nestle has bought the water rights to pump in California every year from one location 26 million gallons of water.
Wow.
26 million gallons of water. And you know what they pay for that? For 26 million gallons of water?
Mm. What?
$600.
That's it. That's all.
That's all.
It's a good deal.
And there, these companies pump the waters in Africa and India, everywhere, put them in water bottles, and sell them to 1,000, 10,000 times the cost to us in the shelves.
Yeah. It's true. How can people contact and get more information? Because I think people want to know what's going on here.
I have a website with an easy link. It's called understandwater.com. Understandwater.com. And on my website is a button, U.S. Media, where I have a three-hour radio show only on water.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you listen to this show, you know more than 99% of all doctors in this country. I talk to doctors. They're never taught in university. You have never been to a doctor, guaranteed, who said to you when you walked in the door, my friend, what water do you drink every day?
Nope.
Ron.
Yeah.
You know, they never ask you.
Nope.
Okay, so understandwater.com, and people can ask me, can call me, can write emails. But if you want to stop the nonsense in this world, you have to start with clean air and with water. And I'll have another segment if you're ever interested in talking about clean air.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you always do this to us here. You always make us think beyond what actually is, and that's a good thing. I assume that once one does a better water a quality situation, that you do look younger and you are healthier.
Of course, you're healthier. It's the easiest. They all talk about now the wellness, and they all talk about dying young. Everyone wants to die, but look young when you die, right?
You want to have a healthy, pain free life is what you want. Yes.
Exactly. And to spend the last 10 years with Alzheimer's in a hospice is not the right thing. Water is the cheapest anti-aging product, no question.
Okay.
No question. And detoxes your body, helps you to detox your body.
And
too intoxicated.
And it is all reversible.
It's all reversible because the body is the beautiful, most beautiful thing in this world, this planet. And the body can heal itself if you give them the right tools.
The tools to heal.
You just have to respect it, you know.
Okay.
And we don't.
Norbert Hauser, thank you so much. It's understandwater.com. And there you can learn even more and see what resolves you can take in. Thank you so much for talking to us. We'll talk to you again.
Well, Ron, thanks a lot for having me on the show, and good day to all the listeners out there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I ask you to go into the deliberation room and come up with a verdict. While you do that, we're going to play the closing theme music. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, well, I wish you peace.